We're here, we're probably a little early. This is Gary Spackman, so we're wait a couple of minutes.
All right.
Somebody that just checked in or called in. Who do we have on the phone?
Dietrich Lee. Devin Dietrich Lee.
Okay, thanks. It's Daydre. Thanks, Daydre.
Yeah.
And Dan, are you there too?
No, Dan is not here. Okay. I'm representing both of us.
Okay. And then TJ, I thought I heard you speaking up.
No.
Hello?
I am here. Thank you.
Okay, and then.
Kimberly and Dustin Maver, ranking director, were just observing.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Fritz. Thanks, Ken. And then let's see, do we have anybody from the city of Pocatello on?
Hi, Director, it's Mitra Pemberton.
Good, thanks, Mitra. And then here.
Director Terry Raby, on behalf of Prima Madison Groundwater District up in Madison.
Thanks, Jerry, for identifying yourself. Anybody else on the phone? Okay, and let's introduce people sitting here at the conference room in person. I'm Gary Spackman, Director, Department of Water Resources, and then in a clockwise direction.
Garrett Baxter, Deputy Attorney General for the Department of Water Resources.
Lynn and Kathy Babington for Art Fisheries, and Lynn Babington.
Okay.
Susanna Cliff-Jessen.
Okay, thank you.
And Jeff Ward from Gibbons Pursley, but just as an observer.
Okay. You're not representing anybody?
Not representing you.
Okay. Thanks for coming. And then Deborah Gibson is with me here today as well. This is a status conference for, as I understand it, two delivery calls from the same source of water, and that's why we combine them together. And we assumed that there would be some commonality in the delivery calls themselves and in the facts, and so we at least scheduled them both at the same time. And so Daydre and Lynn, maybe I could ask you about the delivery calls themselves. Each of them is a individual delivery call. And one of my first questions is, in the department's attempts to address these delivery calls, would you want to pursue them separately or together? Your desires won't bind me. In other words, if there are similar issues of fact or law, and I find them to be similar enough, we could combine them in any kind of proceeding anyway. But I certainly want you to have
the same source.
Pardon me?
Sorry, it's from the same source, so if Lynn doesn't mind, I guess we could combine them.
It's from the same source, and we could combine them if you want to.
Yeah, I think in most cases, that's probably going to be acceptable. I want to note that we rent the ponds from Dan and Daydre Lee, so we're connected in that way, but we don't represent each other.
Yeah. But what you're telling me, Lynn, is that there is a real commonality both in looking at the source, but also in the ownership and interest in the
that's correct. Themselves. That's correct. Even though they are for two different amounts, the water rights themselves.
Okay. So one of the questions that I want to ask, and Lynn, you sat through the previous status conference, but I have an interest in knowing a little bit about the delivery calls, a little bit about the quantities and the source and the water rights. Certainly this is not a place to really delve into great detail about any of those subjects, but the other issue that I want to discuss is the timing of department action related to the delivery call. what the expectations of the calling parties are, whether you have an expectation that the director act as expeditiously as possible, or whether because of other developments and other happenings out there, you prefer to see some delay in what the director's doing. And I'm not suggesting a delay, but I just want to know from your perspective how rapidly you want me to push through the proceeding.
Okay, to kind of try and answer your first question on the amount, basically we have a water right for 4.69 CFS with a priority date of February 14th, 1973. And I believe in the, when I made the call, I wrote in there the amount of the water that day was 1.95 CFS, if I remember correctly. So it's at over 50% down. And I might mention also, just because of the listening in to the others this morning, the source is Spring Creek Springs, as it's commonly known, and that's the closest spring to Rangan's current tunnel, and there are other springs. So just to give you a little background of where it's at. And so that's kind of the amount what we would like to have, what was decreed and or partially decreed. And then the time frame, basically, I think it's, the injury, in my opinion, the injury is there. And I'm expecting that you as a director to determine that. And I don't know what that amount is. I would like to, at this time, request copies of the Eastern State Plain Aquifer water model. What's it, 2.1? Is that the most current edition, I believe?
It is.
To see what that shows is the injury to us, if any. So I would like to see that. I haven't requested that before formally, but if I need to, I will, or maybe this is formal enough, I don't know. And then once that is determined, it will give me more information to work with. But I would just assume things go very rapidly.
Well, let me see if I can recreate for you, Mr. Babington, what the proceedings and the order of the proceedings have been in the past for at least the Rangan call. I think before I delve into a lot of detail about the proceedings, though, I wondered, TJ, do you have something that you want to discuss? And again, Lynn, I'm sort of playing off what I heard in the previous conference, and I don't want to talk about subjects that people don't want to talk about if there are other intervening activities that people want to engage in. So, TJ, I don't know whether you want to offer some sort of site visit or discussions as you did earlier, or Mitra.
Yeah, Mr. Babington, were you there when we had the phone call an hour ago with David Hopp?
I was there for the latter part of it, yes.
So, for your benefit and for Mrs. Lee, who's on the phone, there's a number of delivery calls that have been filed by folks down there. You're probably aware of this. And we had a status conference an hour ago with David Hopp with Aquarius Fisheries. And during that, I made the point that these delivery call proceedings are fairly complex, and they require us to do investigation of how water is used and get an understanding of the water source and how it's used, and run the computer model to see what effect groundwater pumping has on it, and see if there's ways to use water more efficiently. And as Rangan can attest, this can be timely and time-consuming and
Conkley, and so what I had proposed to Mr. Huff was an informal site visit where he could explain to us just how he uses water, and we could discuss with him maybe ways to mitigate his water needs and see if we can't avoid going through lengthy litigation. And we're going to be, I'm going to Hagerman August 8th to meet with a number of water users down there to show them the Aqualife facility and discuss with them Igwa's plan to pump water from Aqualife over to Reagan to mitigate the Reagan delivery call. And I talked to Mr. Huff about trying to arrange a site visit during that either that same day or maybe even the day before on a Thursday, and see if we can reach some type of cooperative solution where we work together to get you more water, and if we can avoid some of the haranguing that we've had to go through with the Reagan delivery call. And either if you are interested in that, we would certainly appreciate the opportunity to sit down with you and have that visit. If it goes somewhere, great. If it doesn't, that doesn't affect your ability to pursue your call with the department. And so I am interested in seeing if either of you are interested in meeting while we're there meeting with Mr. Huff. There's the, I guess that's the second week of August, first full week of August.
I would like to meet you.
Thanks, Deidre.
Deidre, if you could get... Oh, I'm sorry, then.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, TJ.
I was going to say, Deidre, that would be great. What I'm trying to do is just coordinate schedules, and if you can give me your phone number, I'll give you a call here by the end of this week to find out what works for everybody so we can do it at a time that's convenient for all involved.
I'm very flexible. Whatever time everybody can get together, I will be there. I'll go with Jordan, no matter what.
Okay, what's your phone number?
316-3757.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
It's TJ, my first name is the initial TJ, and my last name is Budge, B-U-D-G-E.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I don't know.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So I'll be in touch later this week to try to schedule a time that works for you there.
All right.
And I don't know, Lynn, whether you have some desire to meet with Mr. Budge as well.
Yes, I think that would be helpful. And my phone number is 539-4890, my cell, that's the one to catch me on. And I think earlier they was talking about August 7th maybe being a potential date, possibly in sometime before noon on the 7th. But I am flexible also.
Okay,
and are you available on the 8th at all, Lynn, or just the 7th?
No, I'll be available on that, the 8th also. But it sounds like you got a full day on the 8th.
Yeah, so the 7th's probably going to work best, and I'll be in touch with you as well.
All right, and it wouldn't matter either day to me, either whatever's more convenient for you. If you're too busy on the 8th,
okay. And then what we did with David is schedule a follow-up telephone call with the director on August 11th to let him know if we think we're working in the same direction towards some type of cooperative solution, then we can let him know. If that doesn't seem feasible and you want to press forward with your delivery call, then we can schedule that process at that time as well. And I would suggest we do the same with you guys and have that follow-up call on the 11th if that works.
Okay. So you'll be here the 7th and the 8th, and then we'll do a follow-up on the 11th?
Yeah, may I suggest...
that follow-up call will be with the director. Go ahead, Director.
Well, may I suggest we do it at 11 o'clock in the morning, following the 10 o'clock meeting schedule. Oh, I'm sorry. We earlier scheduled a status conference for the Aquarius Aquaculture call at 10 a.m. And so I'm just trying to schedule this particular conference an hour later.
Yeah, that this is Lynn Babington.
On the 11th at 11?
Right. Now, and then on the 11th, we can discuss after the site visit and after some possible dialogue where you want to go with these calls given that dialogue. And I think it would be helpful to maybe converse with IGWA. And I'm assuming City of Pocatello is planning to be there as well, Mitra.
You know, I need to check with our engineers and see if they're available, but we are considering that, yes.
Okay. And we'll try to lay out a schedule for the proceeding after the site visit, and the parties will have a better idea of where they want to go and what they want to do. So it's probably premature for me to discuss those procedures other than I want to tell you that in meeting with IGWA, with the City of Pocatello, we're prospective parties in this matter, that the conversation you have with them and the site visit and anything you might discuss doesn't bind you in any way with respect to your delivery call unless you were to come to some agreement. But just having those discussions doesn't affect the validity of your call or compromise it in any way.
Yes, so I understand.
Want to make sure you understand that, Mr. Babington, and you, Daydre. So, anyway,
I had just one question.
Sure.
When they do the site visit and they want all of our water records, is there any report? Order that you want it in? Do you want it high, low, by the quarter, is there a best way to give you the figures? My husband wants to know, because you can put them in any kind of table or sort order that you need them in.
Who are you asking the question?
Oh, great for us, the spreadsheet, if that's how you have them, is it a spreadsheet?
Yeah, he can put them in any, you know, highs and lows, by the quarter, by the week, by the month, whatever you want.
You
just
want to
know if there was a best way for you to read the data.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell him to put in whatever format he thinks makes the most sense to him, and we'll start there.
All right. And on the site calls, are you going to spend like time at each site, or is it just going to be give you the numbers and then you run there?
Oh no, I was anticipating that we'd come visit your place and do the same with Lynn and with David, and just spend a little time with you showing us around and explaining how you operate, just so we can understand how that works and where you measure water. And if you have ideas for ways to improve your water supply or efficiencies or anything that we can help with, then we'll be interested to discuss that. But it'll be informal and just a visit at your facility, and we'll coordinate a time to do that.
Okay.
This is Gary Spackman again. Now, Daydre, I did not give you an opportunity, as I gave Lynn, because we just started with the ARC Fisheries delivery call, but I'd like to grant you, if I could, a little bit of time just to talk about your delivery call, source of water, quantities, and just to summarize, as Lynn Babington summarized, the use of water.
Okay. Well, now, our old right, our our domestic use has not changed. We're still getting the same amount of flow on the 3600-1248. But on the fish water, the 3607-315, it has dropped 50%. And our concern is, when would it not be feasible anymore for Lynn to even raise fish to where they maybe wouldn't live anymore since the water's dropping? Like, what is the bottom line before we can't have fish ponds? That's our concern.
So, Lynn, do you operate the fish facilities for lease?
Yes, we do. It's actually a cash lease.
Okay. All right, that's helpful. Okay, are there other matters we need to talk about today, anticipating another meeting on the 11th of August?
Yeah, one thing I'm wondering about is on as far as the question I have on the water model, how long it will take you to run it on the Spring Creek Springs, and will we have that available before the site visit with Mr. Budge?
My reaction is probably not. We could assign that model run, and I don't know what we want to do, but let me just briefly explain, if I recall, how we approached the Rangan delivery call using model 2.1. And the way we approached the call was for the parties to prepare expert reports. And those expert reports were prepared by professionals who modeled the impacts of groundwater pumping and the simulated depletions resulting from groundwater pumping on the spring flows. And then the department, in turn, prepared a report after having reviewed those expert reports. So the department did not initially prepare the model runs, as I recall, Gary, but relied on the parties to prepare the technical information to be presented. And then the department responded and reacted to those reports. And I would anticipate the same kind of proceeding here, but I recognize that these delivery calls are different than the Rangan calls, and the sophistication of the parties may be a little bit different. But I would not anticipate preparing and asking staff to run the model to simulate those depletions prior to the site visit. That's my take. And I guess I'd ask Mr. Babington why you think that model run would be valuable to you at the time of the site visit.
I'm assuming, gets me in trouble a lot of times, but that when Mr. Budge comes out and looks, we'll be discussing possibly what the injury is and possibly what the mitigation would be. And the only thing, the information I have is my water records that I've used for the last 20 years approximately, and that I've taken, and that tells me something. But I'm thinking that other people are going to say that's not the real injury. And so if I had a feeling of what someone else is going to say the injury is, then we have something to discuss.
Yeah, your point is well taken. And the declines in spring flows are a result of a number of activities out there, not just groundwater pumping. So the amount of decline attributable to groundwater pumping is a product of the groundwater model.
Correct.
So your point's well taken. Let me explore that internally, and I don't know, TJ, whether you've done any work out there with your consultants on this subject, but I'm somewhat reluctant to have the department start doing the modeling work at the outset. And my reluctance is by design to some degree, because the department certainly needs to lend its expertise in the contested case hearing. We at least determined in the Rankin hearing that the department should not be the lead in producing that evidence, but we should be reviewing the evidence of the parties and with the model available to everybody for use, and review the technical reports that come out, and then based on our own model analysis, determine what the either the strengths or the weaknesses of the parties' technical results are. So let me discuss it internally. I won't make a commitment today, Mr. Barrington.
Okay.
I understand why you would wish to have the information, but
and you would. When that time comes, is the information used on what has been reported over the years? Is that the information you use if the model happens? Because if we send in, you know, the monthly records or weekly or whatever on a yearly basis,
yeah.
Is that the information you would be using?
I don't know the answer to your question, and the reason I don't know, I'm not trying to be coy. The reason I don't know is I'm not sure whether the spring sources and the measurements that you're reporting, I don't know how those or that data is being used in the model itself to simulate the depletions that would be caused. And I need to know that to try to then answer your question and say, how's that, how actually is that data being? I don't know.
Okay.
We need to talk, I guess, about...
Hey, Director, this is TJ. Lynn, I've got the same question. I know there has been some other modeling work in that area. I don't know if there's been any analysis in your spring, but I will look around, and if we have any of that, we can talk about the site visit, but I think that's a question we both have, so we'll have to figure out how to get to the bottom of it sooner or later.
I have one more question for the Babingtons and for Daydre, and it relates to the filings by the City of Pocatello and by the Idaho groundwater appropriators. We are still in the period of time within which you could object to their participation in this proceedings. And again, Mr. Babington, you may or may not have heard this discussion. I think you probably did in the previous conference, but do you have any objection to the participation of the City of Pocatello and the Idaho groundwater appropriations in the contested case for your delivery call? And I will just tell you that I don't see any reason why right now why they wouldn't be allowed to participate.
Given your take on it, I think we have to go along with that. Yes.
Yeah. Unless you were to come up with some reason where they did not have any interest in the water or any water rights that might be affected, so that they really had no standing to participate in the matter, or some other legal reason why they should not be allowed to participate, I would allow them to be a part of the delivery call because it affects
I have no objection to that.
Okay, and Daydre?
I have no objection.
Okay.
I have none.
All right, thank you. We'll issue an order recognizing their participation as parties in the contested case. Okay, that's all I had today. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, thanks for your participation. Now, I'll try what I tried at the end of the last conference, and Deidre, you can listen if you want. I don't know that you would be involved in this conversation, but we have here today at the offices of the Department of Water Resources, Babingtons are here, and I want to believe that Jensen's are here. And I understand that both Jensen's and Babingtons are have a business relationship in Lynn Cliff Farms. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so, and we have the Idaho groundwater appropriators in the city of Pocatello on the telephone. There was another conference scheduled for 4 o'clock, but for my convenience and the convenience of everybody on the phone and you're here, is it possible that we could just conduct the next conference right now? You could get on the road?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is that okay, yes. TJ?
That would be fine. And then open it
again. You bet. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And just for a minute, Debbie Gibson wants to break the tape and then come back on, so she has a marker in recording. So what?